Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today. Firstly, the carbon price comeback. And secondly, a preview of AI poster child ARM's results. So firstly, we think Europe's carbon price is making a comeback. This is the world's largest cap and trade carbon price system. The ETS price has rallied by 40% from its recent lows, taking it to around 75 euros per ton of emitted CO2. This has been one of the strongest price moves across the broader commodities markets. The driver for this has been an easing of the perfect storm that carbon prices have seen. We're seeing an improvement of weak credit demand and the very high carbon credit supply beginning to abate. And we've also seen some easing of the technical position with very high short positions in the last few months. Europe's industrial recession has started to bottom, and natural gas prices, which the ETS price is very correlated, have started to rise. The supply overhang may be curbed if the EU decides on June 1st, and this is the key date, when it publishes its annual supply indicator. If that number is particularly bad, it could trigger an automatic adjustment mechanism, which would help tighten supply. But the $75 current price is still 30% below the high from last year, and it's still being held back by a European economy, which is still pretty sluggish, which undermines demand for these credits, and by the end of the winter heating season, which may put natural gas prices on the back foot. But overall, European carbon credits may be a free option to an ECB interest rate cut-driven GDP recovery and the long-term regulatory market squeeze, as the whole market has been set up to drive higher long-term prices and to encourage decarbonisation in Europe. Our second topic is a preview of the ARM results. So recently IPO'd British semiconductor stock ARM has become one of the poster children for the AI boom, and its price soared by 60% after its results last quarter. Now, investors are unlikely to be as surprised again, but it does remain a key stock to watch with AI and tech such a big, broader market driver. The 100 billion market cap stock has a unique royalties and licensing fee-led business model that totally dominates the global smartphone chip market, and this market is now beginning to tentatively recover. It's also rapidly expanding into the server market that is being driven by AI demand. So the stock's up 40% this year, 70% since its September IPO, when it was listed by its owner, Japan's SoftBank. It trades at a demanding 70 times forward price earnings ratio. To put that in perspective, that's double the valuation of NVIDIA that is still to report on the 22nd of this month. And this all just puts ARM really at the bleeding edge of these high AI-driven growth expectations and really makes it a stock to watch. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.